560 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Rappers Sean Diddy Combs' Los Angeles and Miami homes are raided by law enforcement, including Homeland Security. KNX's Craig Figner.
Outside the property owned by Combs is a Homeland Security command post. One neighbor says that there has been a slew of unusual late night activity outside the house.
I drive by a lot and I see that a lot of girls, maybe five or six girls outside, some leaving, some not, some going in, black Suburbans. Never know. I never thought anything of it, but now this is crazy.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
U.S. officials confirmed to CBS News that the searches are due to a possible ongoing sex trafficking investigation. The fate of the most common abortion pill lies with the Supreme Court tomorrow. The justices will decide if mifepristone should be available nationwide. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Do these doctors, who are represented by an alliance of Christian legal groups, even have the authority to bring this lawsuit? There's nothing in the record to show that these doctors have ever been forced to actually complete an abortion or treat women who have had complications from the drugs.
A New York judge has set April 15th as a trial date in former President Donald Trump's hush money case, saying Trump and his team failed to substantiate their argument that it should be further delayed. CBS's Robert Costa in New York with more.
Trump's lawyers argued the case should be delayed or dismissed, saying thousands of documents were improperly introduced this month. That was rejected by Judge Juan Merchan, who said you are literally accusing the Manhattan DA's office of prosecutorial misconduct and trying to make me complicit in it, and you don't have a single case to cite. Trump would be the first former president to ever face a criminal trial.
I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong.
A judge in Texas is blocking the state attorney general from investigating the families of trans kids seeking gender transition care. The Texas attorney general's office has demanded that a group turn over documents, but as reporter Chris Fox explains...
Peace Flag CEO Brian Bond has a message for the families of the trans kids in Texas.
We won't back down, and we will never stop fighting for you and your kids.
The nonprofit is also fighting the new Texas law that bans puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and gender-related surgeries for minors. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
In honor of the Olympics, Paris has resurrected a 110-year-old race for its servers. The dash yesterday through the city center had competitors balancing a tray with a croissant, a coffee cup, and a glass of water. And on Wall Street today, the stocks drifted lower. The Dow closed down 162 points. NASDAQ was down 44. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are faulting Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher for leaving the U.S. House before his term is over. Roger Roth tells the Journal Sentinel he's disappointed by Gallagher's decision. Andre Jacques says he'd be in favor of a special election. As it is, the seat would be vacant from late April to early January. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County District Attorney's Office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Marquette gets past Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles reached the Sweet 16 with an 81-77 win over Colorado head coach Shaka Smart.
Man, they're a talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. never wavered. We stayed connected. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Marquette headed to Dallas, where they'll play North Carolina State just after 6 p.m. Friday night. NBA in Milwaukee, a big night for Chris Middleton, who needed just one more rebound on the way to a rare triple-double, so he asked Doc Rivers to keep him in the game.
If I said a little word to Doc, I was feeling it. I realized I was 1 point away, where I could be in control. I can hopefully knock down the jump shot like I did tonight.
Middleton, 11 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, as the Bucks bounce the Thunder, 118-93. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Hockey, the Badger women's hockey team losing 1-0 to Ohio State. The Buckeyes claim the national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some locally heavy rainfall in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the middle 40s by sunrise. Very windy conditions with southeast winds increasing, gusts up around 40 miles per hour. Showers, even a rumble of thunder on Tuesday. We'll see high temperatures in the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's the beginning of a brand new week, and a lot going on. Donald Trump just got a reprieve. This guy's got 10 lives. You know, forget a cat's with 9 lives. This guy got, well, he's been sued more than 4,000 times. I guess he's got thousands of lives. I don't know. But they just gave him another 10 days and reduced the amount of his bail, or his bond, actually, to $175 million, which he shouldn't have a whole lot of trouble coming up with. We'll see. His son has been on all over Fox News going, there's never been such a big, judgment or, bail amount. Literally lying through his teeth. There have been many, many times in New York City where corporations have had to post bonds over $500 million, in some cases over $1 billion. It's just that Trump doesn't have the money. He's been a pretend billionaire most of his life. He started out with about $1 billion that he inherited from his father and that he stole from his brothers and sister and nieces and nephews. But, he pissed it all away in the 90s with his casinos and everything and his Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle. So anyway, that's going on. Also, we may have an update on the criminal trial, the Alvin Bragg criminal trial, as the day goes on. They're holding a hearing there today as well. So we'll get to that as well. I'll keep you up to date on that. Right now, no news. Also, will the Republican Party's Ukraine aid bloc kick off another worldwide war? I want to raise that issue. I've been talking about it over the weekend on social media and on Daily Kos. I've got another piece about it up today over at HartmanReport.com. We'll get to that. And the Ronna McDaniel bomb, NBC executives show their loyalty to revenue over country. I'll share with you my thoughts on that. And a crazy alert in this first hour, the Satanists are at it again. Seriously, you can't have it both ways. Either every religion gets to speak or no religion gets to speak, right? I'll tell you about that. In the second hour of our program, Alex Lawson, we have two guests for today. Alex Lawson will be with us, the director of Social Security Works, and he occasionally fills in for me on this program. Alex is going to talk about how the Republican Party is going to slash Social Security. They have just come right out and said it, as well as Medicare. Also, in the second hour, are red states coming for no-fault divorce? You betcha. This is next up on the Republican hit parade. Don't make it easy for women to not be, basically controlled by their husbands. And also in the second hour, the Republicans want to make sure that children know there's no such thing as a free lunch. They're trying to kill the free lunch programs in schools all over the country. Aren't these people wonderful? They say that they're trying to do it to keep taxes low. And you know who they're trying to keep the taxes low on? The billionaires. I'm telling you, you know, if you make anywhere between, you know, $30,000 a year and, you know, roughly $500,000 or $600,000 a year, you're screwed. You're going to pay, you know, 20%, 30%, 40% of your income in taxes. But if you make $1 billion a year or $100 million a year, you can pay, you know, nothing like Donald Trump did for 20 to over 20 years. He paid $750 a year in taxes. Anyhow, we'll get to that in the third hour of the program, in the second hour of the program, excuse me. And Alexandria Jacobs will be our guest at the top of the third hour. WTF, DeJoy continues to destroy the post office. What's going on with that? Alexandria will fill us in. And also a hunter and a farmer's world alert. ADHD is viewed as bad because only bad people have been studied. And I've got to tell you about my post over at wisdomschool.com this morning about the supplements that I take, you know, vitamins and herbs and stuff like that. So I'll tell you all about that in the third hour of the program. So a lot to talk about. I want to start out with this idea of, you know, the Republicans blocking aid to Ukraine, causing what could be World War III or something close to it. Putin, well, let me give you the whole narrative here. On Friday, about the time we were wrapping up the show, I believe, there was this, well, actually, my apologies, the last hour and a half of the show, we didn't have a show on Friday because North Portland had a power outage. Our power went down here around 10:30 in the morning, around 1:30 Eastern time. And was down until, you know, 1:45 in the afternoon, which would be 4:45 Eastern time. So basically the last hour and a half of our show didn't happen. I realized, you know, most of our affiliates plugged in a best of or, you know, whatever. My apologies for that. I had no control over it. It was, you know, a huge chunk of Portland just lost power. But anyhow, what was happening around that time was that, or maybe a little earlier or later, I'm not sure, was that this group of four killers from ISIS, Kherson, ISIS-K, this is the, I believe this is the Shia version of ISIS. It's named after the former name for Iran. And they're unhappy with the Sunni version of ISIS, which is, you know, the one that we saw most of in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they've been pissed off with Russia for a long, long time. There's a lot of Muslims in Russia, particularly in Chechnya, which Russia bombed back to the Stone Age and then annexed, which they're preparing now to do with Ukraine. So, you know, they killed a bunch of people. They killed 130 some odd people and wounded many others. And Putin had a day of mourning over the weekend. But here's where it gets dangerous. This was clearly an assault. In fact, Putin was warned about this 2 weeks ago by our government. Our government reached out to the Russian government and said, hey, you've got an attack coming. And we publicly did this. We notified American citizens through the U.S. Embassy in Russia not to go to public gatherings because a big public gathering massacre was on its way. And sure enough, there it was. But Putin, when he came out Saturday morning and made his first public pronouncement about this, blamed it on Ukraine. Now, instantly, the president of Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky, came out and said, wasn't us. Guarantee you, it wasn't us. Putin has this wrong. But Putin is continuing to say this. And then Saturday night, this is when I got really concerned about this. Saturday night, Louise and I were watching BBC News around, I don't know, 8 o'clock our time, East Coast time, around 11 o'clock, or West Coast time, 11 o'clock East Coast time. And the BBC was reporting, and in fact, they showed a clip of it, that Russian television, you know, nationwide across Russia was playing a clip of the Ukrainian defense minister saying essentially, yeah, we struck this theater. I mean, he didn't use those words. He was talking about, you know, this is really going to hurt Russia and that kind of thing. Now, it turns out it was an AI-generated deepfake video. And that's what BBC was pointing out, is that Russia is using a deepfake video of the Ukrainian defense minister saying that they were responsible for the Russia theater massacre in order to whip up domestic sentiment. Now, the big question is, and I write about this today in my piece at HartmanReport.com, the big question is Putin doing this because he's trying to deflect Russian public opinion away from the fact that he was warned about this 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's like George W. Bush was warned that 9/11 was coming. Remember, the CIA even, rented a private plane and flew an officer down to Crawford, Texas, to hand deliver to George W. Bush a document that said Bin Laden determined a strike in the U.S. That was August 6th in 2001. And of course, roughly 5 weeks later, you had 9/11. But George W. Bush, when he got that memo, instead of going back to Washington and pulling together the intelligence agencies and said, let's figure out what's going to happen so we can stop it, instead, he took the longest presidential vacation in presidential history, in American history, going to Florida to presumably be out of the way of a terrorist strike. He did not want to go back to Washington, D.C. when he learned that the terrorists were going to strike D.C. And sure enough, they did. And it looks like the plane that went down in Pennsylvania had the White House as its target, or maybe Congress. But it would have been close enough that it probably would have taken out both. So anyhow, Putin could be trying to deflect attention away, just like George W. Bush used 9/11 to deflect attention away from his warning that 9/11 was coming. He used, ginning up his rhetoric about Afghanistan and Iraq. So that's one possibility. The other possibility, the one that I'm really worried about or concerned about, is that Putin is going to use this as an excuse to massively increase his attacks on Ukraine, to just start, like a massive bombing campaign and land invasion, and maybe even the use of tactical nuclear weapons, which could bring us closer to a major war in Europe, which could bring us closer to World War III. And also, my biggest concern about this is that the Republicans in the House of Representatives continue to block any U.S. aid to Ukraine. With U.S. aid to Ukraine, Zelensky can fight the Russians to a stalemate at the very least, which would provoke a negotiated, conclusion of the war. But with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Moscow Mike Johnson and Ron Johnson in the Senate and Rand Paul in the Senate and all these guys who just love to kiss Putin's ass, I mean, this is clearly the Putin caucus. They want Putin to win. They want the democratic Ukraine to lose, because these people are not fans of democracy. They don't believe in democracy. They're with Donald Trump. Steal an election. Go for it. Turn America into an autocracy. So my concern is that both Putin is looking at this going, hey, I've got a major victory. I mean, for what has it been, 16 months, something like that? Republicans in the House have blocked any kind of aid to Ukraine. Successfully. So Putin is feeling his oats, which means that the probability of war in Europe just increased dramatically. Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And President Xi of China is looking at this going, oh, it's really that easy to manipulate the Republican Party? Let's see if I can do it. And he did. He got this billionaire to go talk to Donald Trump about the ByteDance TikTok thing, which would be a major propaganda coup for him. And say, what's going on here? And sure enough, there you go. It's there is no more. Donald Trump is now saying, hey, don't force the divestiture. And it went to the Senate, and now the Senate is going, well, I don't know, maybe we should just do something about this. So anyhow, we'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
When you think about it, talk radio is Talk and Sports, 1400 AM, and
1FM, WRJ. Welcome back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Fred's Burgers, Personal Touch by Julie Florists, and Lee's Deli. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear? A beloved Racine tradition is celebrating 50 years and will be bigger and better than ever in 2024. It's Salmon-O-Rama. The annual July event is moving back to the festival hall grounds for this year's special occasion. Organizers say there will be unique festivities to commemorate the anniversary of Salmon-O-Rama, including fireworks, music, food with a focus on Wisconsin traditions like cheese curds, and with more event space, additional activities and attractions throughout the 10-day celebration. This is also a big part of the city's goal to attract more people and activities to downtown Racine. Save the dates, July 12th through the 21st. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? I know how you can transform your sleep. Use Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves. They offer superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Let's see here. Alrighty. Let me get back to my one sheet and see. Rona McDaniel. Oh, Rona. Oh, my goodness. Rona McDaniel. Yes.
Romney McDaniel, who dropped the Romney part of her name in deference to Donald Trump. He made her change her name. Not making this up, not legally change her name, but she was very proud of the fact that she was the niece of Mitt Romney, and she was always Ronna Romney, and then she got married to this guy McDaniel, and now she's Ronna Romney McDaniel, but she dropped that because Donald Trump told her to. She was hired, and then she got dumped by the RNC because Donald Trump wanted to put his daughter-in-law in so that he could, you know, steal all the money that the Republican National Committee raises. And so here we go. She was hired at NBC as a political analyst. And this woman has been a relentless liar who has personally participated. She was part of the fake elector scheme. She was on the phone call to the fake electors in Michigan, where she said, "Don't worry, we'll hire a lawyer for you. Just go ahead with this thing." She had participated in a plot to overthrow the 2020 election. And she went on MSNBC and said, you know, well, there were problems with that. Like, she's still an election denier. She's like, well, yeah, Joe Biden is the president, but there were problems with the election. There weren't any problems with that election. That election went just fine, thank you very much. When the Republicans say that, what they're talking about is several states, in some cases, you know, by the will of the courts, of the judges, they put into place they allowed people to do mail-in ballots when they typically were not allowed for the pandemic. And that's what they're, but there was no fraud involved with that. It just meant more people could vote than normal. Or not even than normal. It meant more people could vote than would be willing to vote, you know, if you had to go stand in line and get a disease that could kill you. But anyhow, MSNBC, the president, Rashida Jones, told employees no way that Ronna McDaniel is going to show up on MSNBC. And then it got really bad. Sunday morning, Kirsten Welker on Meet the Press had this interview with her. And, you know, it was okay. But afterwards, Chuck Todd, they did a little roundtable discussion. Chuck Todd said, "I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She's now a paid contributor by NBC News. I have no idea whether any answer she gave you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She has credibility issues she still has to deal with." Now, of course, Chuck Todd doesn't mind when Republicans lie because they're being paid by big corporations other than NBC. You know, some of this, the weirdness here just never ends. But I don't know. Keep an eye on this one. It looks like NBC is probably just going to continue to pay her and sideline her in order to try to salvage some fragment of their reputation. But the NBC senior vice president who made this decision is coming into a lot of heat. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day, and I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Homeland Security agents searched two homes belonging to rapper Sean Diddy Combs as part of a reported sex trafficking investigation. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Federal agents would execute search warrants simultaneously to make sure that they don't want anybody in Los Angeles calling people in Miami and vice versa to say the feds are here.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow about the abortion pill mifepristone. Planned Parenthood's Ianthe Metzger.
This could upend and jeopardize medication abortion access in all 50 states. There's a lot at stake, and it's really unfortunate that almost 2 years later, we are back at the Supreme Court fighting for our rights.
April 15th will be the trial date for former President Donald Trump's hush money case. His attorney, Todd Blanche.
We certainly feel as if the date that Judge Mershon held today, April 15th, is not a date we should go to trial, and we're going to continue to fight.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters say they might sue the city of Milwaukee over restrictions during the Republican National Convention in July. Demonstrations inside the convention's general security zone would have to march along a designated parade route and use a city-owned speaker's platform, which might be as far away from Fiserv Forum as a quarter mile. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class. That's according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Because our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some locally heavy rainfall in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the middle 40s by sunrise. Very windy conditions with southeast winds increasing, gusts up around 40 miles per hour. Showers, even a rumble of thunder on Tuesday. We'll see high temperatures in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 48.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. This whole Ron McDaniel thing is just totally weird. It's just, trying to figure out what's going on with this. But anyway, let's pick up some of your calls here. 877-378-8669 is the telephone number. And Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I am basically just a nameless, faceless, retired intel guy. So when I say World War III, people automatically believe that I am crazy, right? And I don't blame them. I actually get a laugh out of it. But here's the thing. I predicted this years ago, all right? And I know I'm right. And I think you're on to it, too. And look, Fiona Hill said if the United States does not change, this century will be a Pax Seneca. She was talking about China, right? China will rise as the only superpower. Now, that's probably better than saying World War III, because we all know politicians are leaders. They determine, really, when World War III happens. Even crazy Donald Trump is talking about World War III, and he's one of the main causes. I refuse to blame Joe Biden erroneously for anything. Even liberals are getting tired of that, Tom. They're like, well, come on, Joe Biden's president. And just today, the UN Security Council has passed a resolution to do an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, in Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, it's going to be interesting to see the way the Israelis react to this. All right, you mentioned ISIS Khorasan. ISIS Khorasan is purely, almost pure, I guarantee it is Sunni organization, Tom. But
really?
It doesn't matter. Yes, it is. All Islamic State.
Well, that was, I read a piece in the Financial Times over the weekend that was talking about how this particular faction of ISIS was the Shia faction of ISIS, and they named themselves after Iran, which is a Shia country, after the old name for Iran, because of that.
Yeah, well, even Afghanistan, okay, where, I encountered many ISIS-K people, right?
Right.
They, even in Afghanistan, they, but it's a different type of Sunnism. But don't even, all right, look, we cannot get wrapped around this. Here's, they're going to call people apostates, right? Mm-hmm. People like the government of Iran, the central government, is pursuing nuclear weapons. They call that an apostasy, right? Mm-hmm. Because in Islam, it forbids, their interpretation of Islam forbids indiscriminate weapons. Now, how is it they do terrorism? That's indiscriminate. You mean to tell me all those Russians that they killed were guilty? No way. So, look, we can't really get wrapped around this. Here's what you got to know, or here's what I think people should know. How can it be a Chinese century? Because, look, what is Donald Trump saying about the auto industry? If he is not elected president, China will dominate the auto industry with electric vehicles. I just heard a British guy today who is pro-Trump. Even he had to begrudgingly admit, if we do not get into the electric auto business, China will inevitably
dominate. Well, of course, it's the hot new technology. I mean, it's, the electric cars work better than gasoline cars. They have fewer moving parts. They're cheaper to manufacture. They're a lot cheaper to maintain. They last longer. They've got pickup like nobody's business. My son brought his new Lightning F-150 over this weekend. And what a beautiful car, Dave. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, he uses it for work. And it's just an amazing thing.
So Donald Trump's too stupid to know this? No, they know, Tom.
No, he's all in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry. They hate electric cars because they don't consume their product.
They I don't care if it's a mullah in Iran. I don't care who it is. If they're an extremist, all the way to Donald Trump, to Glenn Beck, to all of them, they have one common denominator. They want to turn the world back to some utopian time that never existed, Tom.
Yeah.
this is how China is going to rise as the only remaining superpower. I mean, right now, I honestly say people are going to be like, oh, you just love, you're a fanboy of Joe Biden. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As fate would have it, Joe Biden is about the only person I think that can save us from, you know, what I think we're probably already in World War III. We just don't want to admit it yet.
You know, Dave, I posted a piece on Daily Kos over the weekend. I wrote it Saturday morning thinking that I would post it on Monday, because typically I write my Monday, daily takes over the weekend. And it was, you know, based on what I had seen on, Putin blaming the theater attacks on Ukraine. And my thought was, you know, he's doing this for a very specific reason. And that very specific reason is that, you know, he fully intends to use this as an excuse to amplify or step up his attacks on Ukraine. And if that, you know, goes far enough and if it starts spilling over into Poland, which it then did Saturday afternoon, it could conceivably lead to a wider war in Europe, which could itself lead to World War III. And I said that in the piece. I published it on Daily Kos, and the first 20 or so people who responded were like, oh, he's being a catastrophist. Oh, he's being hysterical. Oh, my God, it's a conspiracy theory. Why are we talking? Why are we calling this breaking news? It was all these kind of, all this hand-wringing, right? But I think it's a legitimate and serious topic. I'm not seeing much discussion of it anywhere else, and I get it that a lot of people are, you know, they don't want to kind of push the envelope of speculation, which I confess I am doing. In fact, I proudly do that on a regular basis. But it seems to me that World War III is a very real possibility, and that we're in kind of a Cold War phase of it right now, which I think is what you just said.
Well, let me put it this way. France has said there's an imminent terror attack going to happen there. Okay, that doesn't surprise Dave.
Right out. In fact, Macron came out and said we should put troops in Ukraine to help force a stalemate so that Putin will not take Ukraine and then go for Poland next.
Well, and there was a lady, Tom, she's reported on Haiti for like over 20 years. She's not political. She just reports on Haiti. She noticed that some of the so-called gangs are really paramilitary, and they've gotten military-style weapons, and she's trying to figure out from where.
They're getting them from the United States.
Well, it could be the U.S. It could be Wagner Group. It's got their signature. That's what they do.
Oh, Wagner Group in Haiti. Whoa.
And this is what I'm saying. We are dealing with world powers here that are not limited. Even the ISIS, as scary as they are very, very limited. They can only go from like these guys came from Tajikistan. Doesn't surprise me. The Stans can infiltrate Russia.
Well, they're also heavily Muslim. Those Stan countries.
Yes. Yes, nation states like Russia, America, Britain, France, we've got long, long arms and tentacles, Tom. Mm. Even Russia, as much as I hate to admit it, they have a lot of resources at their disposal. And this is what I'm saying. You know this about World War II. You mentioned down there, the oil gulf down there by Singapore. You're like, you know, all you got to do, I mean, there are so many flashpoints of World War II that we lose track.
Yeah.
And then you get into the whole debate, was World War One, Two, and Three, are they all connected? Well, I know we haven't got time for all that, but all I'm saying is all the indicators are there.
Yeah.
All the indicators are there for politicians to declare, okay, World War Three is on.
I agree with
right?
you. I agree with you. I have to move along. Dave, thank you for the call and a thoughtful conversation. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Well, in relation to what you were just talking about, I was wondering, do you know offhand what the percentage of the Ukraine nation has had its infrastructure bombed into smithereens by Russia so far? Is it 5%, 10%, 20%?
It depends on what part of the country you're looking at. Most of the cities that Russia has conquered, they have destroyed. You know, like 70, 80, 90% of the cities. They've just bombed them into the Stone Age. Or many of them, anyway. You know, the rest of Ukraine has been taking hits, but, Kyiv is still largely intact. Why do you ask?
Yeah, the reason I'm asking is because I hear all the time from our media, as well as legacy media, they make disparaging remarks about the Soviet the Russian economy being about as powerful as the Italian economy as far as GDP and
it is. The Russian economy and the Italian economy and the Spanish economy are all roughly the same size. And in fact, it's smaller. The Russian economy is smaller than the California economy.
Okay, so if that be the case, I'm wondering to myself, how far do you think Vladimir Putin would be ready, willing, and able to allow his military to continue destroying infrastructure if their economy is so tiny that how could they afford to rebuild an entire country the size of...
Oh, they'll rebuild it by stealing the money from Ukraine. Ukraine has huge resources. Ukraine is sitting on the largest oil shale reserves in Europe. Ukraine is the largest country in Europe. It's the size of Texas. It's huge. It's bigger than France. It's bigger than Germany. It's better, you know, it's the literally the largest country in Europe. It is the breadbasket for the world. Ukraine produces 10% of the world's wheat. Ukraine is this kind of low, middle country that doesn't have like mountain ranges and things. And most of the country is the very, very fertile black soil that produces crops, just huge bumper crops. And they produce a large chunk of the rapeseed oil that is used for I think we call it canola oil in the United States. It's used for cooking oils and things, and as well as lubricating oils. They produce sunflower oil and sunflower seed meal, which is used for pet food. As I said, they produce wheat. It's just a major agricultural producer, and they've got all these other natural resources that Russia would just love to steal. This is a theft of resources, a theft of assets. And if they simply started fracking that oil shale that Ukraine has, you know, Russia could pay for the reconstruction of Ukraine to the extent that they want to. I mean, I'm not sure that they want to reconstruct Ukraine. I think they just want to rob it blind.
Well, that is really pessimistic and scary. And you know what? How the Republicans in our country talk about wanting to deport liberals out of the country. How about if we take over all three branches? That we start deporting them to...
Which Republican has said they want to deport liberals? I had not heard that, Pearson.
Oh, all the radical MAGAs. I would love to deport them to eastern Ukraine right now.
There you go. Yeah, send them to Kherson. Pearson, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I am picking up your calls here at 202-808-9925. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear? A beloved Racine tradition is celebrating 50 years and will be bigger and better than ever in 2024. It's Salmon-O-Rama. The annual July event is moving back to the festival hall grounds for this year's special occasion. Organizers say there will be unique festivities to commemorate the anniversary of Salmon-O-Rama, including fireworks, music, food with a focus on Wisconsin traditions like cheese curds, and with more event space, additional activities and attractions throughout the 10-day celebration. This is also a big part of the city's goal to attract more people and activities to downtown Racine. Save the dates, July 12th through the 21st. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog and our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavor, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Brian in Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the judgment decision today by the New York Court of Appeals. And, to me, this doesn't surprise me at all. I think they're looking at this as possibly reducing the amount on appeal. But I think for people who don't want Trump to be reelected like me, I think forget all the courts, forget the distraction of the courts. The only way we're going to stop them is in November. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think the focus should be on that. And I look at this as an opportunity to raise money. To say that there's injustice, that he's going to continue to destroy this country, and the only way we can save it is that we all participate with time and money, and today should be an alarm ringing loudly in everyone's ear.
Right, and not just to vote out Donald Trump, but to vote out all the Republicans who have sworn loyalty to him and his agenda of destroying democracy in America.
Oh, no question. I mean, there's in New Jersey, there's a congressman in my district, and I'm going to ask him when he's going to have a town hall, is what have you done when you were elected 2 years ago and you talk about the crime problem? What have you specifically done about addressing that? The answer is nothing. You're part of a do-nothing Congress. Even your own congressman from Texas pointed that out, as you guys have been ineffective. You've done nothing other than obstruct justice. And that is a clear message that there's only one way to go. That's got to be vote blue. Otherwise, we can kiss democracy goodbye.
Yeah, I very, very well said, Brian. Brian, thanks a lot for the call. Jim in Lake Isabella, California. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Glad to see you doing well. I just had a question. If this fealty that the Republicans seem to have for Donald Trump is in any way related to Epstein information?
It's entirely possible, Jim, that some of the senior Republican leadership did get caught up in and blackmailed by Jeffrey Epstein. And they know that Trump knows who they are and, you know, could hold it against them, and he is. I don't think, though, that that's the main motivation for the vast majority of Republicans. I think their principal motivation is that they know that Donald Trump, you know, gets votes. And, you know, they just want to make sure that they're not losing the Trump voters. Pretty straightforward stuff,
okay.
Don't you think?
Okay. Well, I think there's a little bit of the Epstein in the background. He had so many people that were visiting his little island that surely some of these people were doing some bad things. So.
Yeah, it may well be. Jim, thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. Leslie in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Leslie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my observation or opinion, whatever you want to call it. You don't have to take my word for it. Your SiriusXM was the only one. You have been almost the only people that talk about Ukraine, except for Friday. Somebody else brought Ukraine up, showed up a burned-out building. That's it. That is it. But every day on...
Yep. Sorry about that, Leslie.
Small.
There you go.
Go ahead. Should I continue?
Yeah. Taken you off the air for a second by accident, so keep going.
Okay. Every day you see Gaza, body bags, small, little, and everything. Starving children, dead children, the whole nine yards, and yet... Ukraine, I think, is going to turn into a second Gaza. Mm. Nobody's paying attention. And I believe Putin wants to do it. It's like a different kind of war
does.
We're seeing.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was Friday, he bombed a major hydro dam, and that threw a fifth of the country, over a million people, into darkness. Now, thank God it's not the dead of winter anymore, but it's still not a pleasant time of the year. It's still cold over there.
Yeah, it's still cold where I'm at, and it's springtime.
Yeah, there you go. Same here.
And the one question that nobody asks the Palestinians is, why would you put Hamas back into power if they are, one, stealing the food and continuing the bombing from Israel?
Right.
Why?
Well,
we
the thing is, Hamas for years was providing free medical care to everybody in Gaza. They were running the schools. They were providing basically what you and I might call Social Security payments to older people. I mean, they were running the government, and people remember that. They think fondly of them for that. Now, whether they're going to blame them for what Israel's doing, I think it's pretty unlikely, frankly. Leslie, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Be honest. Since the lockdown started, have your weight loss goals for 2020 fallen by the wayside? Well, now the warmer weather is here. Why don't we hit the reboot button on 2020, declare May 1st, New Year's Day 2.0, and get back on track with our weight loss goals? Doctor-developed Riduzone is an excellent way to curb cravings for the fattening foods that derail your diet. Backed by two U.S. patents, Riduzone is the only FDA-accepted product that includes OEA, the naturally occurring molecule that helps you feel full faster and burn stored fat while reducing your calorie intake. Riduzone makes it easy to resist those cravings that make it so hard to lose weight. Riduzone is available exclusively at Riduzone.com. Use the promo code TOM to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using the promo code TOM, THOM, at Riduzone.com.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, and the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.